For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team lost twice this past weekend at home against 7th-ranked Northern States. We'll head on the road this weekend, joined by junior forward Cody Landwehr out of Sauk Rapids Rice. So what's the hardest part about playing a team back-to-back nights, Cody, especially when they get you the first night?
Yeah, it's obviously a little different. I mean, you're kind of preparing for the same team back-to-back, and I mean, you can't really do a whole lot different. I mean, you kind of just attack the same team in the same way, and hopefully that you play your best game. I mean, that's kind of all you can bank on. So
when things don't go your way the first night, then I'm guessing it's even harder mentally getting back into it than for the second night. Is that true?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, things don't go well the first time. You kind of just have to reset the team, you know, and try to get your mind right and try to get everyone back on the same page.
What were you guys doing right that first night against Minnesota State Mankato that you guys need to do more often?
I mean, what's big for us, I feel like, is just kind of getting the ball inside, working inside out, obviously playing great defense. And I mean, even this weekend, both games, I feel like we didn't do too well. I mean, obviously that second game got out of hand, but I mean, we just need to work on getting the ball inside, I think, was our biggest thing.
Your roster is not terribly deep. You guys know that you're going to be playing a bunch of minutes. Early on, is that hard? I mean, you guys have been practicing for a little while, but are your legs ready for the number of minutes that you guys are going to be playing?
I mean, yeah, I think everyone's ready for big minutes like that. I feel like it's more so about just people understanding how to fill their role at this point with all the new guys that we have. It's just guys that need to, I mean, everyone kind of, or the beginning of the year, no one really knows what they're going to be doing. No one really knows like what their role is. And I feel like everyone's just trying to figure that out at this point.
You guys go to Minnesota State Moorhead this weekend. It's always an interesting place to play. They've certainly been better as of late. What's it like going on the road, though? I mean, Mankato's the same way. Against a really good team, and yet there isn't a whole heck of a lot of atmosphere. What's it like?
Yeah, I mean, Moorhead's obviously a really good team. They're really good every year, but I don't know. This year's a little different. It's almost like, I mean, it obviously doesn't feel like a scrimmage. I mean, it still is. It's a big, important game, but I mean, there's just not that crowd atmosphere. But I mean, we still need to understand we need to get business done and win some games. So
what do you personally do to get yourself amped up when you know there's no crowd?
Mostly just kind of focusing on like our team's attitude, kind of building off of each other instead of relying on fans or stuff like that.
There's that core group of you and Derek and you know, Nick and Griffin. How have you helped all these new guys get used to what it takes to win in this league?
I mean, I think that they have a pretty good understanding. I mean, our guys that we got coming in are very competitive and always want to win. I mean, we butt heads at practice. We're constantly going at it. I feel like we got a really good group of guys that know what they need to be doing. So, I mean, it really wasn't too hard to get them in that state of mind.
Best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.